Again, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this. That would be Tom Forth and Stan Koska. And I'd also like to acknowledge the help of Superintendent John Anderson and the Assistant Superintendent Matt Beaver at Bay Hill Golf Course. The title of my presentation is Evaluating Different Surfactant Chemistries on a Porous Ceramic Golf Grain. And my site location was at the Bay Hill Golf Course in Orlando, Florida. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that better? Yeah. So my site location was Bay Hill Golf Course in Orlando, Florida. And for those of you who are not aware, Bay Hill is a very high-end golf course. It is home to the Bay Hill Invitational that's held every March. So when the superintendent experiences localized dry spot, that's a big deal. And the superintendent, John Anderson, had severe localized dry spot, and he was using a surfactant to alleviate it. And we know that localized dry spot is caused by water repellency. The surfactant that John was using was Revolution. And this is a patent-pending methyl cap block of polymer surfactant. And from hundreds of trials around the world, we know that this particular surfactant holds less water when compared to other surfactants. It does a phenomenal job of alleviating water repellency, it increases antioxidant activity, and it also enhances turfgrass quality. From previous research, you can see this is Revolution-treated soil over here, and it's very wettable, whereas the control treatment is very water-repellent. Also, you see an increase, when compared to a control treatment, an increase in the volumetric water content in the Revolution-treated plot, whereas in the control, you see a very high variation in soil volumetric water content. We go from about a 5 to a 35% volumetric water content. So what's nice about Revolution is that it keeps a very tight range of distribution for volumetric water content. As I said before, these are plots treated with Revolution, and you can see the nice uniform distribution of water when compared to the control treatment. You can see it's very dry, and there's a little bit of very wet right here. And when you compare it to another surfactant, in fact, a leading surfactant, you also see where this surfactant holds a lot of water, very dry. So there's not this nice uniform distribution of water that you see with the Revolution treatment. It's a very tight range of volumetric water content. Well, most of those trials that we conducted were done on a typical USGA grain. What do I mean by typical? The sand is typically combined with an organic amendment like peat moss to improve water and increase nutrient retention. However, the greens at Bay Hill are an alternative USGA green. We are seeing in the golf course industry where these alternative USGA greens are becoming more popular. And what I mean by an alternative USGA grain is it's a sand plus an inorganic amendment. And why they use inorganic amendments in golf greens is because they reduce nitrogen leaching, they hold a certain degree of water, they hold a certain degree of nutrients, they help increase turfgrass establishment, and there are a variety of reasons why they use them. So my objective was to determine if surfactants alleviate soil water repellency in an inorganic amended green as effectively as in a sand-based grain, and also to determine if soil surfactants facilitate moisture retention in an inorganic amended grain. So as you know, this is an alternative USGA grain, meaning it has 80% sand and 20% inorganic amendment. The grass type is a Tiff Eagle Bermuda grass, and it is typically overseeded with Poa trivialis. And water conservation is not a big deal at Bay Hill Golf Course because they are on 100% reclaimed water. My treatments were four different surfactant chemistry. The first treatment was Aquaduct, which is a blended block copolymer surfactant. It was applied at 2.5 milliliters every month. The second treatment was 1690, which is a single block copolymer chemistry, and it was applied at 2.5 milliliters initially, and then 14 days after treatment, and then we applied it again 90 days thereafter. 1690 is our long-term surfactant. Also, Dispatch, which was our, which still is our APG chemistry, the rate was 3.9 milliliters per month, and we put in there Revolution, which John was currently using at the recommended rate of 1.9 milliliters per month. And again, I said that was a methyl cap chemistry, We also decided to put out Revolution at half the rate every 2 weeks. And then, of course, we had a control treatment. And my results. I broke up the data into seasonal patterns because this trial has been going on for 2 years and it was a lot of data. So we went with a dry season pattern and a wet season pattern. According to the superintendent, there were about two seasons in Orlando, Florida, wet and dry. Dry season number one was November 2005 to April 2006. Wet season number one was May 2006 to October 2006. And dry season number two was November 2006 to April 2007. And then wet season number two was May 2007 to October 2007. So you see where the dry season is November through April, the wet season is May through October. And we're going to talk about turf grass quality first because it's probably the most important component. And I evaluated turf grass quality on a 1 to 9 scale, 9 being the highest rating that you can get. Again, these are our dry season number 1, wet season number 1, dry season number 2, wet season number 2. And as you can see, we have significant treatment differences. Overall, you can see that the control treatment here in the maroon was very low, and we see it's significantly lower than the other surfactant treatments. So we know that surfactants enhance turf grass quality. However, the treatment difference clearly suggests that the aqueduct treatment here in the blue and the dispatch treatment here in the light green consistently maintain a higher turf grass quality throughout the trial, no matter what the season. We also see that the Revolution here in the dark red does not perform as well as the other surfactant treatments, and also 1690 did not perform as well. So overall, Aqueduct and Dispatch were the best treatments in terms of turf grass quality. Here's a picture of a turf grass plot. You can see this is the control, localized dry spot and algae, and this is a dispatch treated plot. Nice, healthy, uniform green turf. We also evaluated localized dry spot, and that was on a scale from 0 to 100%. And you do not want a lot of localized dry spot. Again, the trend remains the same. Surfactants reduce localized dry spot when compared to the control treatment. However, the best surfactant treatments were once again aqueduct and dispatch. The control treatment, very high localized dry spot in all seasons, but you see that the Revolution also had very high localized dry spot, and also the 1690, lots of localized dry spot. When we look at chlorophyll content, I evaluated chlorophyll content using the CM1000 from Spectrum Technologies, and we did not see a lot of significant data in the first year and a half of the trial. You want to have a lot of chlorophyll content, and as you can see, that again, the pattern remains the same. Aqueduct and dispatch increased chlorophyll content. In fact, all surfactant treatments increase chlorophyll content when compared to the control treatment. Just happens that the best performers were aqueduct and dispatch. And again, the Revolution treated 1690 and Revolution at the half rate were not the best performers in this case. Significant data was seen in wet season number 2, where aqueduct and dispatch actually had significantly higher chlorophyll content when compared to the control and 1690 and Revolution. When we evaluate surfactants, it's very important that we look at the percent volumetric water content. And we go here from 0 to 30%. We did not see significant treatment differences in the first year of this study. However, the trend remains the same again, aqueduct and dispatch holding more water than the other surfactant treatments. So the surfactants do increase volumetric water content. All of them did. I do want to point out, though, that what we are seeing typically with Revolution, where we say it holds less water than other treatments or other surfactants, remains true in this case on an inorganic amended green. It does not hold as much water as the other surfactant treatments did. In fact, it holds significantly less water than the other surfactant treatments. Now we evaluate water drop water repellency using the water drop penetration test at the 0 centimeter depth and from 0 to 6 centimeter depth. I'm only going to present the 0 and 1 centimeter depth work. The higher your water drop penetration times are in seconds, the worse your water repellency is. We had significant data in all of our seasons that we tested. I am not presenting our wet season number two data because our wet season wasn't so wet, it was pretty dry. So our soil sample cores, when we pulled them, disintegrated. And so I do not have that data. But what I want to show you is that our trend is broken here. What we see is the control has the highest water repellency. And in fact, Bay Hill, when we initially sampled, had very high water repellency. But what we see here is the methyl-capped chemistries do a phenomenal job of reducing water repellency when compared to the other surfactant chemistries. Aqueduct and 1690 do a fair job, and surprisingly, Dispatch did not reduce or alleviate water repellency as well as the other surfactant treatments did. It performed better than control, but not as well as the other surfactant chemistries, and this was consistent throughout the trial. We do not see significant data here in dry season number two, but all the surfactants perform very well when compared to the control. But as I said, Dispatch would not do a fair job of alleviating water repellency. But what we do know is that surfactants alleviate water repellency. Again, this remains true for the 1 centimeter depth. We see the control has very high water repellency throughout all of the seasons, and Dispatch comes in second. High water repellency, in fact, significantly higher water repellency when compared to the other surfactant treatments, particularly the methyl cap. They remain true and really reduce water repellency. So again, surfactants alleviate water repellency. And my conclusions are surfactants alleviate water repellency, enhance quality, increase volumetric water content, and increase chlorophyll content. That we do know, and we've known about that for quite some time. However, in a highly inorganic amended green, the methyl cap surfactants may not be the best choice for surfactant to enhance turf grass quality. Also, we know that the structure of surfactants do make a significant difference. The two questions that remain are, why does the APG chemistry enhance quality but it does not reduce water repellency? And another question yet to be answered is, why does the methyl cap surfactant at a higher rate reduce water repellency but not enhance quality? We have other data, including EC data, penetrometer data, which we did not present today, but hopefully the other data that we collected will help us answer those two questions. I have time for questions.
What are the differences between an APG chemistry and
the chemistry here? The methyl cap has the methyl block on the end of on each end. The APG chemistry is a block copolymer, but it has a sugar molecule on it, and the 1690, as I said, was a single block copolymer, and the aqueduct is a blended block copolymer surfactant.
I didn't catch the coating, but you had it was a Revolution /6 and Revolution /3, and I assume the latter was your more frequent but lower rate application, Revolution -3 was?
Revolution is only labeled for one rate, and that is the 6 ounce per 1,000 square feet rate. We also put in for a treatment the 3 ounce rate every 2 weeks, just to see if maybe it would alleviate water repellency and enhance quality.
Okay, and the first few slides I saw, there actually didn't seem to be a big mm-hmm.
Right. You know what? I can't, and I should have mentioned that. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if it's just because it's a more frequent application, we see a little bit better quality. But when I go out to my plots, remember, this is analyzed over seasons. So when I go out to my plots, I still don't think that what I see with the Dispatch and the aqueduct, what I see with those two chemistries way outperforms what I see with the Revolution at the 3 ounce rate. Visually, but because we analyzed it over the whole scale, you're absolutely right. I don't know.
Okay.